During previous talks, I've already said something concerning certain birds, beasts, fishes, and insects, which I've had the opportunity of studying while serving the flag in various parts of the empire. However, now I intend to deal very briefly with the topic of native servants. Now, although their behavior and habits form, in their own way, quite an amusing study, I shall at present confine myself to the description of some of the highly successful methods my wife and I employed in the selection and training of these quaint creatures when we first came to the Dark Continent from the old country. On leaving the army, this being as recently as 1943, and finding myself at rather a loose end, I entered the colonial service. Almost immediately, I was sent out in an administrative capacity to take charge of a small, fever-ridden district in British East Africa. As soon as we arrived, one of the very first things my wife and I did was to set about selecting and training as houseboys some honest blacks. Now, interrogating scores of possible candidates was an exhausting business, but at length we chose six of the cleanest and least physically repulsive applicants, who also combined a proper respect for authority, a modicum of intelligence, and a willingness to learn. Our training methods were simple in the extreme, misdemeanors being rewarded either by a cuff on the head, the imposition of a fine commensurate with the gravity of the offence, or in the case of very severe breaches of discipline, varying numbers of lashes with a rhinoceros hide whip. With regard to this last form of punishment, I must confess in all fairness to myself that on the rare occasions when I was called upon to administer it, I derived little enjoyment from the task. Within 3 weeks, our six boys, they were always called boys, although some of them may very often be mature men with large families. Anyway, within 3 weeks, they had all, so to speak, come to heel, and things proceeded fairly smoothly from then on. On the day we had to leave, some 3 years later, our boys who had gathered to see us off were obviously overcome emotionally. Great tears rolled down their ebony cheeks, and indeed they all appeared to be on the verge of hysteria, simultaneously laughing, crying, jumping up and down, and giving vent to semi-articulate cries. I don't mind telling you, I was so overcome by this loyal demonstration that as I said goodbye to my head boy, something made me stretch out my hand and actually grasp the astonished fellow's black paw. It was probably the proudest moment of his life, and it made me proud too when I reflected that only a little more than half a century ago he would have been a slave. I like to think that even now, as the sparks of some campfire fly upwards into the African night, a dusky storyteller holds his audience spellbound, telling of that memorable occasion so long ago when the big white boss shook him by the hand and helped to make Africa what it is today.